The annual meeting of the Managing Board of the World Catholic Association for Communication, or CIGNAS, is being held in Rome this week. The association brings together radio, television, cinema, video, media education, internet, and is also broadening its horizons into areas such as social networking. Lidio Kane spoke to the vice president of CIGNAS, Gustavo Andujar, from Cuba about the importance of embracing new technologies.
I've always lived this work in this organization with great intensity because you see, Catholic means universal. So in a way, being in contact with so many people from different places, getting to know how the church lives and works in so many different places, it's a way to live intensively your own Catholicity, so to speak. So to me, it's very important. I find it always a very enriching, very engrossing experience.
What have you found that most people have been talking about here? What has come up? What has been the highlight, maybe highlights that people have been talking about that has interested you? Common things shared, as it were.
Well, this has been the board of directors meeting of the association. And so in this meeting, we have been mostly looking towards the future, because we have been planning our next World Congress, which should be held in 2013. And we are at the stage where we are going. We want to project the work of the association for the next couple of years at least, up to the Congress and beyond. Because we are always already looking for new areas, those new challenges that are already in front of us.
There are new challenges with regard to, I mean, years ago it was television, film, that kind of media. Now there's so much with regard to social networking sites, so many different things, and I suppose CIGNAS has to go with the times, as it were.
In fact, our theme we selected to work on for these 4 years, the past Congress in Chiang Mai in 2001, was, as usual, Media for a Culture of Peace, which is our constant motto, but then creating images with a new generation. And there is no way to create images with a new generation without being in touch with new technologies, and particularly social networking, which is the spot to be. For us, of course, we personally are not young people. So for us, it's a challenge to get in touch with them, see what they really want. Our idea is not to create images for the new generation, but with the new generation. So this means, first of all, to get to know what they want, how they see themselves and the future and the things they want, where they want to go, and, well, help them getting there. This is our responsibility.
Some countries don't have the freedom that other countries have to express themselves and express themselves through media. That also can be a difficulty, can't it?
Yes, well, we live that, especially in Cuba, where we have lots of limitations. For example, the church has very little access, if any, to the media. Only exceptionally, and we are living now an exceptional moment because we are preparing for next year the celebration of the 400th anniversary of the finding of the image of the Virgin of Charity, our national patron saint. And today we had a very encouraging news, because Father Lombardi announced that the
it's for the people of Cuba. It must be absolutely to hear that there is talk of a visit to Latin America,
and particularly to Cuba. So it was announced that there will be a visit to Mexico and Cuba.
Just one final thought on new evangelization. It's been a key theme for this meeting, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we. You see, we have this is our responsibility to be, in a way, we are a bridge between the church and the professional world of communication. So it's a great responsibility, because the church has to be there where things are happening, where the new technologies, where the new world of communication is evolving. So for us, it is really important to be able to connect the church with that world. It's done by many, but we take it very, very seriously.